over the last couple of years, we've seen about 350 cases a year, and this year we're already pushing 400. And so we are seeing a slight elevation of cases this year, and we've also seen some outbreaks in the last couple of months, which is a little bit unusual for this time of year.
As for the outbreaks, anything that that we need to be aware of there, something consistent about the outbreaks or where they are or anything like that?
Right. Well, the most recent outbreaks are in Hennepin County and Stearns County, but we've seen outbreaks throughout the state. We see outbreaks in public schools, private schools, charter schools. But what's been a little bit unique over the last year and year before that is that we're starting to see more of our outbreaks occur in charter schools or private schools, and especially in schools that have higher levels of individuals who aren't vaccinating. And so that's where we're seeing a little bit of a difference, is that clustering in those schools.
All right, and I know when we had measles outbreaks, it was particularly, it was in the Somali community, if I remember correctly, where a lot of the cases and the outbreaks were occurring. Is that the case here with a particular group?
No, it's not impacting the Minnesota Somali community, but we are seeing other pockets of individuals who are choosing not to vaccinate for various reasons. And so it's a similar situation, but a different population.
All right. And Cynthia, obviously the common sense message here is to get vaccinated, but if there's anything that you can say to that end or expand on that, what would your message to people be?
Sure, yeah. You know, I think a lot of people, especially parents of kids right now, probably had chickenpox when they were children, and so a lot of people think it's a mild illness and on some level a rite of passage for kids to get chickenpox. However, it can be quite severe, and we do see severe cases of chickenpox in Minnesota and hospitalized cases of chickenpox in Minnesota. And I think the other thing to remember is when you choose to vaccinate, you're not just protecting your own child, but you're protecting people around you, because we do see that individuals who are pregnant and don't have immunity to chickenpox are at higher risk of severe illness. And also older teenagers, adults, if they've never had chickenpox or never been vaccinated, they too are at more severe, are more likely to have severe illness.
And in terms of what the symptoms are, things to look out for, just give me a sense of how folks know or understand that they actually have chickenpox.
Right. You know, there's a lot of different viruses out there that can cause rashes. So if you do have a rash where you're concerned it's chickenpox, you should go see your provider and have them make sure that it's either chickenpox or something else. But in general, the symptoms for chickenpox are a rash that starts on your face, moves to your trunk, and then out to your extremities.